DVSTEVIE Johnston, JOHNSTON. Did he come get his prescription?
Yes, he did.
41789. Mr. Johnston is a 36-year-old gentleman under our care with history of diabetes, hyperlipidemia, hypertension. Patient has not been here for some time. He has a tendency to miss appointments. We had a long talk about number one cause of blindness, number one cause of kidney failure, number one cause of loss of limb. It's all related to diabetes, and he says he'll try to do better, period. In paragraph, he's not checking his blood sugar at this time either. He hasn't had an eye exam for some time. Family history, he's had stroke, brain cancer, pancreatic cancer, hypertension, and diabetes and heart disease. Social, he's a welder. He doesn't smoke. He doesn't drink alcohol. He has two children. COVID immunization, non-medication. Glipizide, 5 milligram ER. Now he's taking it twice a day. Jardiance, 10 milligram once a day. Metformin, 1,000 milligram twice a day. Irbesartan, 75 once a day. Lopid, 600 BID. Allergy, he's not allergic to any medication. Make your medication list on a separate sheet of paper, please. Then surgery, appendectomy, medical problems as above, review of system, he's gained a few pounds, has had minimal neuropathy type symptoms, no eye changes, no hematemesis, hematochism, no seizure convulsion, some BPH type symptoms with frequent urination, most likely related to his blood sugar being out of control. His last hemoglobin A1C was at 333 with a blood sugar of 333, period. Also, his last testosterone level was low at 137. Patient never came back for follow-up of these numbers, and he says that he did not know about his testosterone being low. His PSA was within normal limits. Ma'am, he does need a PSA because his testosterone is low, so if we're going to replace it, we're going to have to cut his PSA. Just put hypogonadism. Mm-hmm. On exam, Stevie has... he's alert, he's awake, he weighs... is that Stevie's stuff? £270, 98.6, 99, 20, 80, 139 over 84. Heart positive, some positive, too long to clear. Abdomen soft, neck shows, everything. Skin shows, no eye shroud, mucosal condition, logical, no shows, a 1 plus edema. Number one, suspect sleep apnea. Number two, he says he's never been tested. Number three, diabetes out of control. Number four, non-compliance. Number five, long discussion with his diabetes, diabetic medication. Number six, he says he's doing much better, but he doesn't show what his A1C is. Number seven, I'm going to start him on Monjaro, 2.5 milligram, mix some Zatolin. That's the best thing I know to get his hemoglobin A1C down, get him feeling better, and get him have less complications in the future. Next one is hyperlipidemia. Next one is leg pain. Next one is neuropathy. Next one is arm pain. Next one is echocardiogram shows no change. Next one is increased liver function test, most likely related to fatty liver. Next number, he's had a gluteal abscess in the past, most likely because of his blood sugars being out of control. Next number, he promises to get an eye exam. Next number, check PSA because his testosterone is probably going to be low, and he's going to need further treatment. Next number, I did review the chart, and his hemoglobin did drop down to 7 at one time. Next number, I explained to him that we want around 6 or so. Next number's findings were discussed with patient before leaving. Next number, He's not interested in doing sleep apnea testing at this time. Next number, lose weight regarding the fatty liver. Next number, Monjura prescription was given. Next one was reevaluate in 1 month. Thank you.